Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Pray in the name of Jesus for all those listening by way
of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk Live. We appreciate those listening in Mexico. Hallelujah. I see you out there. I pray and thank God for those in Canada and Germany. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see you. See you. Amen. And those listening to our archives, God bless you. Thank you for your support. Helping us remain on the air, praise God, with your interest, as well as your support, praise God. We allow in the name of Jesus those that want to sow and seed to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We ask for David, actually Saul, 1968 at yahoo.com. Amen. And that's going to be for Diane to put anything towards PayPal and that. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We want to take as much time as we can to bring in as much word as we can. Once again, we do thank you. Praise God, praise God, and glory for who he is. And as we continue forth, we're coming out of the book of Numbers, chapter 32. Thank you. Praise God. Numbers, chapter 32. Praise God. This is the word of God in the King James Version. Amen. Amen. Father God, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, dear God, for obedience. Thank you, God, for the commitment and the calling which you have on our lives. Thank you, dear God, for allowing us to continue to press on in the midst of the circumstance in society today. We thank you for strength. We thank you for encouragement and determination to continue to press on with the presence of the Spirit of God in our lives. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you praise for knowing who you are and all of what you've done. Lord, we thank you for knowing God, for being God all by yourself. Praise God and glory as we move forward. In his name, amen. And praise God, praise God, praise God. Word. Coming out of the book of Numbers. Chapter 32. Let us read. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. But they saw the land of Jezer, the land of Gilead, that beheld the place which was the place for cattle. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses, to Eleazar, the priest, and also the princes of the congregation, saying, At Horeb, in Deben, in Jezer, in Nimrah, in Heshbon, in Elia, in Shebam, in Libit, in Beon, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel is the land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto the servants for the possession, and bring us not over Jordan. Said unto the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, shall your brother go to war? And shall ye sit here? Wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over the land which the Lord hath given them? Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea, the land, and when they went up into the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled 15 times. And he swore, saying, surely none of the men that come up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. Save Caleb, the son of Jonah, and Kinezit, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and they have wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and had made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, till all the generations that had been evil in the sight of the Lord was kingdom. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men. Against yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. If he turned away from after him, and he will yet again lead them in the wilderness, and he shall destroy all the people. And they came near unto him, and said, he will hold, build temples here for our cattle, and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the peace city because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return unto the houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance, for we will not inherit with them on yonder side, Jordan, or forward, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side, Jordan. And Moses said unto them, if ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath given up his enemies from before him, and the land he subdued before the Lord, then after ye shall return, be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and despair your sin will find you out. Build your cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which hath proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of God and the children of Reuben spoke unto Moses, saying, my servants will do as my Lord commanded. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Galilee. But they, thy servants, will pass over every armed man for war before the Lord to battle, as my Lord saith. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel. Moses said unto them, if the children of God, said the children of Reuben, will pass with them over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then ye shall give them a land of Gilead for possession. They will not pass over with you armed. They shall be have possession among you in the land of Canaan. And the children of God and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord hath said unto thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over all before the Lord unto the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on the side of Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave unto them, even the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, and unto the half of the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph Kingdom. Of Sun King of Amite, in the kingdom of Og, King of Bashan, the land, in the cities thereof, in the coast, even the cities of the country round about. And the children of God built Zidon, and Ophrah, and Arar, and Ekron, Shophan, and Jezir, and Jogba, and Beth-Nemah, and Beth-Ram, and cities and folds for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Hezbon, and Elilah, and Kirjathaim, and Nebo, and Bel-Meon, their names being changed. The Shibma, and gave others names under the cities which they built, and the children of Makar, and the sons of Manasseh, went to Gilead, and took it, and disposed of the Amorite which was in it. And Moses gave Gilead unto Makar therein. And Jor, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small towns thereof, and called them Heveth Jor. And Naboth went and took Kenneth and the villages thereof, and called it Nobah after his own name. Chapter, these are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with the armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their growing out according to the journeys and the commandment of the Lord. And these are the journeys according to the going out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, in the 15th day of the first month. On the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians, and all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgment. And the children of Israel removed from Ramses and fixed in Sukkah. And they departed from Sukkah and fixed in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham and turned again unto Pi-Hemera, which is before Baal-Zophon, and they pitched before Migdal for Pi-Hera, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey into the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Moriah. And they removed from Marah and came unto Elam. And in Elam were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees. And they pitched there. And they removed from Elam and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped by the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dephaka. And they departed from Dephaka and encamped in Elath. And they removed from Elath and encamped in Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and they pitched in Kibroth Hattaavah, parted from Kibroth Hattaavah, and encamped in Hazeroth, and departed from Hazeroth and pitched in Ritzmah, and they departed from Ritzmah and pitched at Ramon Perez, and departed from Ramon Perez and pitched in Libnah and they removed from Libna and picked at Rissa, and they removed from Rissa and picked in Tikhara, and they went to Tikhara and picked in Mount Sefer, and they removed from Mount Sefer and encamped in Herada, and they removed from Herada and picked in Mekala, and they removed from Mekala and encamped in Tehat, and they departed from Tehat and pitched at Terah, and they removed from Terah and pitched in Mitzah, and they went to Mitzah and pitched in Hath-Noma, and they departed from Hath-Mona and encamped in Mizra, and they departed from Mizra and pitched in Ben-Zekin, and they removed from Ben-Zekin and encamped in Hor Hedagod, and they went from Hor Hedagod and picked in Gebetha, and they moved from Gebetha and encamped in Ebrona, and they departed from Ebrona and encamped in Ezion Geber, and they removed from Ezion Geber and picked in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh, and they removed from Kadesh and picked in the Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron and the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Erech, the Canaanite, south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel, and they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmanah. And there departed from Zalmanah and pitched in Punan. And they departed from Punan and pitched in Oda. And they departed from Oba and pitched in Ida Abram, in the border of Moab, parted from Pit in Dedan Gad, and they removed from Dedan Gad and encamped in Elamon, Ebladium, and they removed from Elion Ebladium, Bottom, and Pit in the mountain of Abram, out in Nebo. And they departed from the mountain of Abram and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, by Jordan, from Beth Jezima, even unto Abel Siddim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, there they shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land of from before you, and destroy your pictures, destroy all their molten images, down all their high places, and ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it, and you shall divide the land by lot, for I inheritance among your families, and the more ye shall give, the more inheritance, and to the fewer shall give, the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers, ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inheritance of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain, of them shall be pricks in your eyes, the thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Numbers chapter 34. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall into you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan, which the coast thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the coast of Edom. And the south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea existing eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ancient of Akraben, and pass on to Zin, and going forth thereof shall be from the south of Kadesh, Enea, and shall go on to Hazar, Adar, and pass on Asmon. And the borders shall fetch the captives from Asmon onto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as for the western border, ye shall even have the great sea for the border, shall be your west border. And this shall be your northward for the great sea. Ye shall point out for you Mount Hor. And the Mount Hor ye shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath. And the going forth of the border shall be to Zedah. And the border shall go on to Ziphon, and to the going out of it shall be the Hazar Enan, and shall be your north border. And ye shall point out your east border from Hazar Enan and Shepham, and the coast shall go down from Shepham to Rephlah on the east side of Ain. And the border shall descend and shall reach onto the side of the sea of Kinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan. And the going down of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land, which the coast thereof round about. And Moses commanded his children of Israel, saying, this is the land which ye shall inherit by lot, which the Lord commanded to give into the nine tribes, and to the half tribes, and the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and have the tribes of Manasseh shall receive their inheritance. The two tribes and a half tribe have received their inheritance in his side, Jordan, near Jericho, eastward toward the sun rising. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you. These are the priests. And Joshua the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince, and every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Zephaniah. And of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Samuel the son of Amminadab. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliab, the son of Shilshan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bochi, the son of Dudley, the prince of the children of Joshua, Joseph, for the tribe of the children of Manasseh, and the son of Ephraim, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kimeo, the son of Shephatim, the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, and Zaphon, the son of Parnas, the prince of the tribe of children of Issachar, Palphiel, the son of Azan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahud, the son of Shilim, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Hidala, the son of Amihud. These are they whom God commanded to divide the inheritance to the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Chapter 35. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites to the inheritance of their possession, cities to dwell in, and ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities around about them, and the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their gods, and their goods, and all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the walls of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. Ye shall measure from without the city on the eastward, or east side, two sides, 2,000 cubits, and on the south side, 2,000 cubits, and on the west side, 2,000 cubits, and on the north side, 2,000 cubits, and the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburb of the city. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the main players, and he may flee thither. And to them ye shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. They shall all ye give with their suburbs, and the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel, from them that have many ye shall give, but from them that have few ye shall give. Everyone shall give of his city unto the Levites according to the inheritance which he inherited. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, and ye shall appoint these cities to be cities of the refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawareness. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the main slayer die not. Hail, he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, 6 cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give 3 cities in the side Jordan, and 3 cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawareness may flee thither. And if he smite them with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. And a murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him from an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. And a murderer shall be surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone, wherewith he may die, and he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. For if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if ye thirst him enough of hatred, of curl that at him by lane of waste, what he died. Or in the enmity smite him with his hand, that he died. He that smite him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. And revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he trusteth him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without blame, await him not, and cast it upon him that he died, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm. When the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments, and the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the land of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of the revenge, whether he was fled, and he shall abide in it until the death of the high priest, which was appointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer say, shall at any time come without the border in the city of his refuge, whether he was fled and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of the blood killeth the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. We're going to take a break, praise God, and we will return. But again, we truly thank you in Jesus' name for joining us on today. We have to continue to bless the words that God is speaking through his word. And we're going to take a moment, and we'll be right back. God bless.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Just couldn't take life anymore.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I wouldn't let go. Praise God. We just had to take a quick break as we take care of our situation medically with a person that's here. But everything's well. Everything's well. We are going to finish up with the remaining part of chapter 35. We're at verse 29. So we're going to conclude after this reading. Numbers, chapter 35, verse 29, and where it goes. So these things shall be for the statute of judgment throughout your generation and all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is the guilt of death. But he shall be surely put to death, and ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled in the city of his refuge. But he come before the world of the land. The death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood is the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for in the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. Once again, thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. You have a pleasant evening. See you again on tomorrow. 6 o'clock. No weapons formed against me shall prosper.
No.